So the main theme that came out for me in this was that it's all about the words investigation into the quality of the beliefs. I was taken with the idea of this tension between two different parts. And so in the text where you find questioning going on or a dialogue happening between two, so, between Israel and Joseph, and the other one in here that was really obvious was the man of the field and Joseph. So wherever you have this kind of dialogue happening in the text, what that's sort of describing is influx coming in and causing there to be a division within ourself, which is marked by questions that we're holding. So there is a part that is questioning and a part that is responding. That's sort of what seems significant here. So when we engage with the text, as we've described before, the properties of the text is that it's psychoactive. So it begins to actually give us a direct experience of what it's describing if we are open to it. And most of what people have described in terms of their experience here is actually written down here. So particularly this idea of a division of consciousness and an ability to investigate and look from one part at another part. So that happens twice. And with the man of the field, he's described as being the good of life from doctrine. So the capacity to investigate and see more obviously is linked to charity, as we read, those who teach from faith alone can't even see higher things or more interior things. So interior things are states. There are states of life. In order to be able to see our states of life, there has to be a desire to apply the word to the life of our mind. If that desire is not there, then it doesn't happen. So there has to be a willingness to be introspective in that sense. And as that happens, that is the practice of the doctrine of charity, which is the only doctrine the ancients knew. And so the doctrine of charity stems from that first, which is to shun evils as sins against the Lord. That's the first of charity. And if that is there, then all things flow from that. So there's another discussion in this reading about how the state of the first thing permeates through every subsequent thing that flows from it. Charity has to be there as an inner practice in order for there to be charity as an external practice. And I think that's what the attention's being drawn to here, is that there are those elements in us that we may think are spiritual, but are actually divorced from charity. So they need exposing and opening up. And that's the whole story of Joseph moving down into these lower parts. And of course, we know what happens in the next reading with regard to his contact with the brother.